Hi, this is Jay Aruga from the Jay Aruga Show podcast. You'll also hear me in Unboxing Catholicism every Sunday nights at 8 p.m. in the Unboxing the Bible series. Content creation can sometimes be tiring, not to mention nerve-wracking when dealing with bashers. That's why at the end of the day, I retreat to Hollow. Hollow is the number one Christian Catholic prayer app in the U.S. and it's making its way in the Philippines with over 5,000 audio-guided prayer, meditation, daily rosary, and readings with Bishop Barron, Father Mike Schmitz, Jonathan Rumi, and many more. Use our affiliate link, hollow.com/jaruga for a free trial. Again, hollow.com/jaruga. And now, on to the show. There's a recent news where Catholic churches are burned in Canada. 7 churches were burned in the span of 2 weeks. Ang dahilan ay babasahin ko mula sa website na Loudwire. The term cultural genocide has been used to describe the treatment of indigenous children from the 1880s to the 1990s throughout Canada, over 110 years, roughly 150,000 indigenous children were sent to boarding schools to be stripped of their language and culture, facing horrific emotional, physical, and sexual abuse in the process, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission reports. At least 130 of these schools, many run by the Catholic Church, were open throughout Canada until the late 1996. It's estimated that up to 6,000 neglected children died of malnutrition and disease at these residential schools, though the true number may not be known as many records were destroyed. In the late May of this year, the remains of 215 children were discovered on the grounds of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School in British Columbia. Just days later, at least 750 additional unmarked graves were found at the former Marieval Indian Residential School. Additional grave sites continue to be discovered, leading to a nationwide outcry and revitalizing the discussion of the evils of colonialism. End of quote. Rather na mag-comment ako specifically sa issue na ito, I think it's time I address here in the podcast the past atrocities of the Catholic Church. Because although the Catholic Church are home of very inspiring saints, nagkakaroon din naman kami ng mga members na mapapa-facepalm ka talaga. To put it mildly. Minsan nga yung Pope mismo ang atrocious. Ang laging atrocity na ina-accuse tayo of ay ang Crusades. Although I don't think the Crusades is that bad. Mas mahirap i-defend, in my opinion, ang Inquisition. Ang madalas ding banat sa amin ay yung Galileo controversy. Anti-science daw ang simbahan. Pero kung totoong anti-science ang simbahan, I wonder why yung Galileo controversy lang ang halos nag-iisang example na nabibigay ng mga taong nagsasabi nito. Of course, nandiyan yung sexual abuse crisis. Pwede mo i-defend ang simbahan by pointing out Michael Jackson. Kunwari, sasabihin mo na, bakit si Michael Jackson? It's clear na nang molestya siya ng mga minors. Mula doon sa documentary na Leaving Neverland. Pero tinatangkilik mo pa rin ang musika niya. Sumasayaw ka pa at nagmumunmok tuwing pinapatugtog ang Billie Jean, di ba? Tapos kumakanta ka pa ng Ow! O kaya, binibring up mo yung Me Too movement sa Hollywood. Bakit ang mga producers ng Hollywood nag-abuso ng mga kababaihan pero tinatangkilik mo pa rin? Bakit? Bakit? Ha? 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 Ano? 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 Syempre, napag-usapan na natin tong style ng rebuttal na to eh. It's a fallacy called whataboutism. Ngayon, paano tayo sasagot sa mga accusations of scandal and atrocities na ito? Aaminin ko, parang suntok sa sikmura kapag may someone na malapit sa'yo na nasangkot sa iskandalo. Minsan parang gusto mo nang itakwil na lang ang taong yon. Hindi na mag-associate doon. Hindi ko kilala yan, ha? Hindi ko kilala yan. Ano ko lang yan? Best friend ko lang yan noon, pero ngayon, acquaintance ko na lang yan. But the church is not a museum of saints. It's a hospital for sinners. At minsan talaga kahit sa ang field, may mga hipokrito. O kung hindi man hipokrito, nagfe-fail sila to meet their own standards. Halimbawa, nasa ospital ka. Nagpa-check up ka sa isang pulmonologist. Tapos, sinabihan ka na itigil mo na ang paninigarilyo mo. Then, paglabas mo, nakita mo yung same doctor na nasa smoking area. Parang binitray ka niya, di ba? Pero kahit na hipokrito yung doctor na yon, it doesn't take away the fact na masama yung manigarilyo para sa'yo. Minsan naman may teacher na sobrang galing sa math. Pero one time or maybe two times, nagkamali siya sa computation niya. Tapos kinorek siya ng mga estudyante niya. Hindi nangangahulugan ang buong field of mathematics kung saan based ang tinuro ng teacher na yon ay mali ng lahat. Nagkamali lang siya i-uphold ang tamang computation, but the truth that he's teaching is still objectively true. Ganon din sa mga turo ng simbahang Katoliko. Maraming Catholics na nagfo-falter sa pag-uphold ng sarili nilang tinuturo. Pero hindi nangangahulugan na huwag na natin ito sundin. Mataas din kasi ang standards talaga ng moral teachings ng Catholic Church. Mahirap talaga i-uphold lahat. Kaya kailangan natin ng grace ng Panginoon. But it doesn't mean na hindi na natin dapat subukan i-uphold ito. Ang difference lang ng isang taong hipokrito sa isang taong hindi hipokrito ay ang taong hipokrito, tinuturo ang mga moral teachings ng simbahan pero hindi nila sinusubukan i-uphold ito. Talagang wala na silang pakialam. Hindi ka hipokrito kung sinusubukan mong gawin ang moral teachings the best you can at kahit na nag-falter ka, hindi ka pa rin matatawag na hipokrito. Ika nga ni Jesus sa Matthew 23 verse 2-3. And I quote, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach but do not practice." End of quote. Tungkol dito sa nakaupo daw sila yung mga scribes at Pharisees sa chair of Moses. Gawin mo daw yung sinasabi nila sa iyo. Pero huwag niyo gayahin ang ginagawa nila. For they preach, but do not practice. But just to give you some peace of mind sa mga Catholic sex scandals, syempre, hindi ko kayo hahayaan na ito lang yung sabihin ko sa iyo tapos parang okay na lahat, di ba? Parang kalimutan na natin na may skandalo ang simbahan. Syempre, hindi dapat ganun. Kapag may nakausap ka na talagang galit sa simbahan dahil tingin nila atrocious ito dahil sa sex abuse crisis. Or baka may makausap ka na siya mismo yung na-abuse ng pare. As part of the body of Christ, I think an apology is in order. We can apologize in behalf of the church. Sa totoo lang, kahit Pope ang gumawa nun, I would wish that he be sent to jail. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, let's now talk about the facts of the sex abuse crisis. Ayon sa John Jay College of Criminal Justice, 4% of priests from 1950 to 2002, so yung 2002, ito yung year na in-expose ng Boston Globe ang scandal, kung napanood yung Oscar Award-winning film na Spotlight. Maganda yung pelikula. Actually, re-recommend ang Vatican na panoorin ng mga pari yung pelikula. Tungkol ito dito. Okay. So, 4% of priests daw have been accused of scandal. Note that accusation does not always follow na guilty na kagad sila. But anyway, alam nyo ba na hindi lang ito solely Catholic Church problem? Yung iskandalo, yung child abuse, it happens across the board. And medyo napag-initan lang ang simbahan ng media nung time na yon. One insurance industry spokeswoman by the name of Melanie Stonewall said that their claim experience shows this happens evenly across every denominations. Search niyo yung article ni Electra Draper from the Denver Post entitled Scandals Create Contempt for Catholic Clergy. Kung gusto niyo pa ng isa pang source, you could search for the article by Pat Wingert entitled Priests Commit No More Abuse Than Other Males. Hindi ko sinasabing wag nating ipasawalang bahala ang church sex abuse crisis. It is definitely a betrayal of priests and bishops to the gospel of Christ. No doubt about that. It is a failure of the church to act upon it. It has been mishandled and the perpetrators were sometimes not punished to a point na parang kinocover up pa nga nila ito. However, in the past 10 years, samot-sari na ang ginawa ng simbahan na measures para dito. Nung time pa ni Pope Benedict, ang latest na ginawa ng simbahan dito is yung summit that Pope Francis called last February 2019 entitled Meeting for the Protection of Minors in the Church. Kailangan pa rin natin syempre maging mapagmatsyag para may accountability at ma-feedback natin kung may pari o bishops na nang-aabuso pa rin. That is also why we need to pray for our priests and bishops. On the Crusades and Inquisition, I think kailangan nila ng mas in-depth na discussion. I'm thinking of inviting someone to interview para sa Crusades or Inquisition. Yung mga indigenous people daw na natagpuan sa mass graveyard sa Canada, gusto ng mga nagsusunog ng simbahan na mag-apologize daw si Pope. So, kaka-opera lang nga ni Pope nung time na yon, saktong-sakto, at the same time na nagsunog sila ng simbahan. Ino-operahan si Pope. Medyo mahirap din mag-come up with an apology kung nasa operating table ka. Pero nevertheless, I would be prudent enough to wait muna for further investigation on the graves before I react quickly. Ang masasabi ko lang minsan tungkol sa ilang indigenous people. Minsan sila yung casted as victims ng history. Pero ang hindi natin alam and hindi nasasabi sa madla, conquest is how you acquire land during nung time na yon. Kaya yung mga nagrereklamo, kunwari nung nag-celebrate ang US recently ng 4th of July, sabi na huwag daw i-celebrate ito dahil yung mga puti pumunta sa Amerika at din-drive out ang mga Indian tribes na ito. And violently for that matter. Ang hindi lang nasasabi ng media is itong Indian tribes na din-drive ng mga puti. Meron din silang din-drive na other inhabitants dun sa lugar na yon. And hindi peacefully. Sometimes savagely din. Pinagpapatay nila, pinagre-rape nila. Hindi sila yung tipong nagbigay lang ng eviction notice dun sa previous tribe na nakatira dun sa isang mass of land. Guys, maaari ba kayong umalis? Kasi gusto namin kami naman ang tumira dyan sa land na yan eh. Tapos sasagot yung tribe na dating nakatira doon. Sure, why not? Sige, punta kayo dito. Alis kami, maghanap kami. Wala kaming matuloyan. Pero syempre, nag-ask kayo nicely. E di, bakit hindi? I'm just giving you something to think about. If this episode made your day, or even if it didn't, please press that follow button right there. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. Spread the word, tell your friends, family, your dog to subscribe as well. Thank you very much.